This is Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 1914, recorded on Thursday the 7th of July 2016. Call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365 with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. After this recording, you will find the summer edition of Your Norfolk.
This part of Chatterbox is read by Paddy Watkins and Peter Dennington. On this part of Chatterbox, in addition to the local news, we have letters from the Evening News and a feature about the Benjamin Foundation.
To begin this week's edition, we can report that the big screen is coming to Carrow Road, and the post office confirm a move from Castle Mow to St Stephen Street. The John Lewis store plays host to the charity Chernobyl Children, and a team of volunteers work their magic to ensure the city looks its best. But we start with a story of a former land girl.
A former land girl who was passionate about ensuring the women who worked the land while their men were at the war were recognised for their efforts, has died. Frieda Feetham from Tasbrough was one of the tens of thousands of members of the Women's Land Army during the Second World War. Mrs. Feetham, who died in June at Osthorpe House Nursing Home, had been based around the village of Tibbenham during the war, and her land girl duties included milking cows, looking after pigs, tractor driving and strenuous farm labour. Speaking in 2004 about her time as a land girl, she said, "It was very wearing at times, and in the winter it could be horrible. It was a terrible, terrible time for a lot of people. But at the same time, it was a wonderful time because of the comradeship and the fact that everyone was fighting towards the same end." Mrs. Feetham's days of labour on the land came to a premature end when she was injured while working on the silo tower. But she continued to work with the WLA and moved to its recruiting office at Christchurch Road in Norwich. After the war finished, she was keen to make sure the land girls' important role in the war was not forgotten and that the camaraderie between the girls continued. She organised many land girl reunions and was instrumental in efforts to recognise the land girls' achievement on the home front. She applied to the Big Lottery Fund for money to start a Women's Land Army and Women's Timber Corps National Memorial Garden at Eastern College. The garden was opened in 2008, along with an exhibition. In 2008, land girls across the country were also finally awarded specially commissioned badges of honour to recognise their part in the war effort, and Mrs. Feetham was among 50 of the women to be presented at Downing Street. At the time, she said, "I'm so pleased the huge effort and dedication of the Women's Land Army has been acknowledged at last."
Norwich City are working to install a big screen inside their Carrow Road Stadium ahead of the new season. The club has not confirmed where the screen will be, but it is believed it will be in front of the Holiday Inn between the Barclay Stand and the former Gerald Stand, which is now called the South Stand, sponsored by the Galway Roast. A Norwich City spokesman said, "As is the case every summer, work is underway to get Carrow Road ready for the start of the new season. This includes work on the pitch, the perimeter track, the LED and static advertising boards, and we can confirm this year we are working towards installation of a big screen at the stadium. The Canaries' first home game of the new championship season is on August the 13th against Sheffield Wednesday."
Following months of consultation, the post office has confirmed the move of one of its Norwich branches. It has been announced that the proposed move of the Castle Mow branch into WH Smith's on St Stephen Street will go ahead as planned. The proposal had been met with objections, with a consultation held in May to discuss the move. However, it has now been confirmed that the move will take place, with the Castle Mow branch closing on August the 10th, with the new location opening the day after. Roger Gale, general manager for the post office's Crown branches, said, "We are committed to remaining on the high streets and at the heart of communities, and are making changes right across our network to enable us to do so."
John Lewis in Norwich welcomed 8 children from the charity Chernobyl Children, who spent the day at the department store as part of their last planned visit to Norwich. Chernobyl Children is a charity which supports youngsters aged between 6 and 13 who are affected by the Ukrainian nuclear disaster. The children visit the UK and stay with a family for 1 month every year, spending time away from the radiation-contaminated area in Chernobyl in a bid to enjoy healthier, fuller and longer lives. The group of children aged between 10 and 12 have visited John Lewis each summer for the last 5 years. As part of their last trip to the store, they were treated to a tea party in the Place to Eat restaurant and received a onesie each as a gift from the department store. Sue Yerby, a volunteer for Friends of Chernobyl Children, said, "John Lewis has been a great supporter of our work. By giving these treats and clothes, they have enriched these children's lives and shown that people do care about these children, many of whom are from poor homes with no running water and few amenities."
The city will be bathed in colour as it looks to gain international acclaim in the horticultural world. Volunteers from Friends of Norwich in Bloom have been working their green fingers to the bone to ensure the city is looking pruned and at its best, as international judges arrive to run the rule over the fine city. It will be part of International Communities in Bloom, a worldwide competition to celebrate the cities from across the globe that take greatest pride in their floral appearances. Judges Bob Iverson of Hertfordshire and Ed Hooker III from Maryland, USA, will be taken on an 8-hour whistle-stop tour of the city, taking in all the glowing examples of the Friends' hard work. Chris Higgins, trustee of Friends of Norwich in Bloom, said, "This should enable the citizens of Norwich to realise and be aware of the immense civic pride that motivates the many unpaid volunteers associated with Friends of Norwich in Bloom and their sponsors, giving you the wonderful horticultural contribution to this fine city and providing so much natural beauty and environmental pleasure." The event comes as the group celebrates its 30th anniversary year.
Passengers on the Bure Valley Railway will enjoy a traditional British treat of strawberries and cream this summer. All fare-paying visitors to the county's longest narrow-gauge railway during July will receive the free treat on Saturdays and Sundays. Trains depart regularly from both Aylsham and Wroxham each day.
More emphasis should be placed on bolstering rural tourism, according to a regional industry body. CLA East, which represents rural landowners, farmers and businesses, made the claim in response to a new inquiry into rural tourism by the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, EFRA, committee. The committee found that while the industry provides England with an economic boost of about £17 billion, domestic overnight trips to rural areas fell from 22% to 18% between 2012 and 2014.